Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Adam Vingan, David Janes here with you on this Thursday morning. We were late into the night last night with our NHL draft coverage. It was fun to watch. Two picks for the Predators in the first round. And to help us talk more about the draft and the Nashville Predators, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predators head coach Andrew Brunette. Andrew, good morning. How are we doing?
Hi, guys. Doing great this morning. How about you?
Doing great. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, no Andrew, just tell us, you know, what's these first few weeks been like with you on the job? I'm sure the first part of it's a whirlwind and you're getting to know new names and new faces, but how have you been settling in here over the last few weeks?
Well, it's been a little bit of a whirlwind, right, from the end of our season to settling in here with Nashville and you know, putting names to faces and trying to get out there as much as possible, meet the players. So, yeah, it's been a whirlwind, and obviously – an exciting time in Nashville for the city of Nashville to host the draft. So that's been great. But it's been a real whirlwind. I'm looking forward to, you know, kind of getting to work. Your development camp starts in the weekend and then you kind of get more back to the normalcy of doing your job. It just feels right now you're trying to get everything going. So it's been an amazing experience, but it's been a little bit of a whirlwind.
So, Andrew, obviously you're going to learn mostly about your group when you see them on the ice and everybody's back together and all those things. But as you've either watched the tape, as you've talked with some players, what have you learned about the roster that you've got heading into training camp coming up in a few months?
Well, I'm really excited about it. I guess for me, the last few years being in the East, I've known, you know, being in the Central when I was my time in Minnesota working in the front office and coaching, kind of had a real good handle on the Nashville team. We played them so many times and kind of went out to Florida and the Eastern Conference here and then New Jersey last year. So I've kind of lost touch with them a little bit. So I've really been trying to kind of get to know them. I've been watching a lot of video and the way they play at the end of the year, especially, was really exciting for me. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get to know the guys, build some connections and some relationships and kind of get to work. It'll be a different look. There's lots of moving parts right now, but there's a lot of skill in this group, and I'm looking forward to coaching them.
Predators head coach Andrew Brunette joining us here on Robbie and Rexford. Andrew, to continue that theme, as you said, on June 29th, a lot can change roster-wise between now and the start of training camp in September, but I'm sure you and Barry Trotz have a rough sketch of what your lineup might look like based on the players you have at your disposal right now. I'm curious about what you see your top six forward group looking like at this moment. As I said, I know things can change, but based on who you have on your team right now, who do you have penciled in as potential top six forwards on this team next year?
Well, I think it's hard right now really to pencil in. You know, I kind of look at more of a top nine, top 12 kind of thing. Top six sometimes gets a little overrated in a lot of different ways, especially the way how I like to move lines around. But I think, you know, obviously, you know, with Philip being the type of player he is, I'm excited to kind of get to know his game a little bit better. And you got a Tommy Novak that came in and played extremely well down the stretch for them. Obviously, Dutchie, Matt Duchesne's a pretty electrifying player. Parsonen, I think the way he's played the second half of the year, even watching video, I see him sliding in there. I'm excited to get to know his game, you know, a little bit better. Then you got the kids coming up and they're going to get some good opportunities. And then Colton Sissons is kind of is the perfect flex guy where he can move up and down the lineup. He could be your top six player. He could be your shutdown fourth liner or third line checking line. So, you know, there's lots of moving parts and trying to get to know the players. I think for me, it's coming in with a real clean slate and try to find out what they do well and put them in positions that they're able to succeed. So I'm still in that process. And like I said, I think the top six is a really overrated term, at least in my coaching style. So it's really hard to really answer your question that way until I get to know them a little bit better.
You, of course, have a long-standing relationship with Barry Trotz, and it was a player-coach relationship for a long time. So I'm curious what it's like as a coach-general manager relationship. You know, how are some of the nuances of that a little bit different in the positions you're in now versus the positions you were in several years ago?
That's a great question. I don't think much has changed. He's kind of still my boss. So when I play with him, play for him, he was my boss. I'm just a lot older. I guess so is he. I can't play anymore. So it's a little, I think the relationship stays the same. Obviously, Barry's been a mentor And even though I was coaching in the coaching ranks, I never really thought of him as a colleague. He was always kind of a mentor, father figure type of person that I leaned on, you know, in some hard times when I was coaching through Florida and et cetera. He was a great sounding board. But, yeah, I never really thought of him as a colleague when I was coaching, and I always had that player-coach relationship with him that, you know, I think we built a really strong connection over the years when I played for him. You guys all know how much he meant to my career, and the same with my coaching career. So nothing's really changed. I think it's the same thing. We're just a lot older.
Andrew, as we look at, you know, obviously new coaches coming in all the time, fans talk to us all the time about system and fit and all those things. How different are systems really in the NHL? Is there a lot of variance from team to team? And how would you describe the system that you want to run here in Nashville?
Well, I think that, yeah, I agree. They're all pretty generic, to be honest. I mean, we all have our own, every coach in the league has their own kind of twists in how they like to play, and twists in systems. But the generality of it is basically very similar in the coaching world. And I think it's more, today's game is just more about connection, you know, where you can connect with the players and put them in positions to succeed. I do have a style of play I like to play. Is it different than any other team? I mean, that's probably secretive in its own way. But, you know, I think the teams that I've coached and been around, I like to play fast. And I think we can play a lot faster than we had. Now, personnel-driven, of course. But I like to just play a little bit more up-tempo, a little bit more, I guess you can say, offensive, trying to push the pace, trying to take time and space away, try to pressure the puck. So there's all little things in the nuances of systematic play that, again, is no different than what they've been doing in the past. Maybe just a little bit tweak here and there and see what we can do.
Andrew Burnett with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Andrew, you talk about playing fast, and we've talked about where the game is headed. It's getting younger, more skilled, faster, all those things. So how much in your mind of playing fast is simply the foot speed that comes along with skating, and how much of it is executing and moving the puck quickly and maybe things that even older guys, older players who may not have the foot speed that they once had can still play in today's NHL? How does that all factor in?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I think to me, it's, you got to think fast. And like you said, the latter part of that saying, you know, you move the puck fast, you execute quicker. It's not really, the game is fast. Players are fast. And even the slow players in the league now are fast. So I think for me, when I say play fast or, you know, I want to play quicker, it's more thinking quicker. And that's, you know, getting a puck and moving it and supporting and going. So I think, you know, like I said, it's amazing from when I played and even going back 10 years ago or so, the game has gotten, well, it's so much younger, but everybody in the league can skate. And if you went back 20 years ago, there was guys like myself that weren't great skaters. Now there's, everybody can skate for the most part. And for me, playing fast is thinking fast and thinking quick and executing quick. And that makes you play fast more than just the outright speed of the player.
Andrew, you guys took Matthew Wood last night at number 15 overall and took Tanner Molendijk at number 24 overall. So adding a forward and a defenseman last night. What do you make of the two players that you guys selected last night in the draft?
Oh, I'm extremely excited. You know, I obviously didn't get to see a whole lot of play in the scouting world. I kind of seen some video on them and listening in the meetings for a couple of days and how our scouts have talked about these guys. So when you hear that and you see a little bit of the video, you get really excited. We're really happy with both guys. I think they both have a really good fit. You know, with Matthew, with the size and the hands and the shot, he's going to be extremely dangerous player for us. And I think he has a great combination of hockey sense and the ability to put the puck in the net. So I'm excited to work with him. I love those kind of players. And then Tanner is from what I hear, is probably, in what I saw, an elite skater, mobile defenseman, a competitive kid, fits the mold of exactly how I like to play. I love him when my defense are active and moving up the ice. So I'm extremely excited. And then today is going to be a great day. You know, I've been in the front office for as long as I was. The second round was always my favorite round. I mean, the first rounders, I think you know you're going to kind of get. The second round is where we get some great surprises, where all the work when I was scouting that went in through that whole year usually falls on these picks here in the second and early third round here. So today's going to be a great day for the Nashville Predators. We're building blocks here to to kind of, you know, transition a little bit and maybe get a little younger and a little bit more skilled. So I'm excited. Today's going to be a great day. It's been a great week. And today's the day that I think is, you know, the best part of the draft right now, round two and three.
Well, we're really looking forward to it today. Andrew, thanks so much for taking time to be with us. It's great to talk to you. We'll talk to you soon. And again, thanks for being with us this morning.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.
Absolutely. Predators head coach Andrew Brunette, our guest here on Robbie and Rexroad. We'll take your thoughts, your reaction to Andrew Brunette, the Predators in day two of the draft today. We'll revisit what down on day one and look ahead to what we think might be coming today for the Nashville Predators. That's all next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.